Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on patient SHAGUFTA, Dean, DEAN. Her address is 2282 Burlingame Drive, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-342-9676. Date of birth is 12/15/1949. Age 71-year-old woman. Insurance Medicare / AARP / United Healthcare. It's addressed to Dr. Susan Burgess, MD, 376 Val Ambrosia Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. 530-591-1676. Fax is 530-891-1823. The clinical indication, continued continuity of care, neurological evaluation, history of myasthenia gravis / ptosis. Dear Dr. Burgess and professional colleagues, Shagufta Dean was seen today, and this is dated 12/17/25. She was seen with telemedicine care, which was discussed with her today, and she agreed to today's appointment. Would you shut up? I didn't ask you to intervene or interrupt. Now shut up and keep your mouth shut. This is to say, dated December 2, 2022. As you may remember, she has chronic persistent back pain, neck symptoms, and has had shoulder surgery before. Review of her lumbar spine imaging demonstrates lateral recess stenosis and moderate neuroforaminal stenosis due to a 2-millimeter concentric disc herniation at L3-L4. With 0.5 millimeter of uncovered disc material. She has moderate to severe central canal and lateral recess and severe right neuroforaminal stenosis. With moderate to severe stenosis of the left, displacing the right exiting L4 nerve at L4-L5, with severe right neuroforaminal stenosis and moderate stenosis on the left, displacement of the exiting right L5 nerve and at L5-S1. New paragraph. Cervical MR imaging shows a 3-millimeter anterolisthesis of C4 forward on C5 with a 2-millimeter broad-based central disc protrusion. Without spinal stenosis and uncinate spurring causing marked left neuroforaminal narrowing. At C5-C6, there is 1.5 millimeter posterior disc ossified complex without spinal stenosis. There is a mild flexion deformity of the paracervical muscles. The study shows evidence for progression of the incidental spurring at C4-C5 compared to previous studies in 2016. The shoulder MR imaging completed on November 11, 2022 shows postoperative acromioclavicular joint changes. Fluid in the subacromial subdeltoid space from bursitis, myotendinous junction, strain to the infraspinatus, suprascapularis, tendinosis / tendinitis, a tear of the long head of the biceps tendon, a superior labral tear anterior to the posterior. A pain management referral to Dr. Lippman in Chico for treatment of her pain was provided. PT referral for therapy to Feather River PT in Chico, and orthopedic surgery re-referral to Dr. Wilhite for her shoulder dysfunction. We have not received reports from PT, Dr. Wilhite, or her other therapy providers. The high-frequency repetitive nerve stimulation studies, repetitive testing, and testing following exercise were abnormal, with reduction of the initial amplitude and volume of conduction after 1 minute of exercise, with return of the values to normal after 5 minutes. These studies were consistent with the findings of myasthenia gravis with systemic manifestations. On her return on October 6, 2022, she complained of findings of myasthenia gravis with systemic manifestations, diffuse, possibly myopathic symptoms, suggesting that the stimulation produced systemic response with diffuse pain. Her examination showed evidence for cervical radiculopathy and left shoulder pain from her previous injury and surgery, and possibly serious lumbar pain precipitated by bowel strain, suggesting degenerative disease. her CT imaging of the chest, contrast high resolution at Enloe Medical Center, imaging on March 24, 2022, showed lobulated contour of the liver parenchyma suggesting underlying cirrhosis. MR imaging study of the right hip showed evidence for osteoarthritis, comma, acetabular impingement, and a possible underlying tiny occult tendon tear. And a complex chronic degenerative tear of the anterior margin of the superior lateral acetabular labrum with a cyst. A small right hip joint effusion. Mild greater trochanteric bursitis, right greater than left. Significant incidental findings showed heterogeneity of the bone marrow in the pelvis and the proximal femoral metaphysis, thought possibly to be due to hyperplasia as a consequence of a chronic anemia state or an underlying marrow infiltrative process that would require further investigation. Referral and further pain management evaluation is indicated with consideration for hematological evaluation to exclude an underlying malignancy. Pain management evaluation and treatment is indicated. She will need to continue to remain on her current treatment regimen for myasthenia. New paragraph. She's seen Dr. Passamonte for her foot and Dr. Wilhite for her hip problem. She's currently taking B12 tablets, 2,500 milligrams, not as effective as injection therapy for the neuropathy in her feet. We will reinitiate B12 injections, 1,000 micrograms weekly for a 6-week course. She will continue on her pyridostigmine. We will refer her to Dr. Will Hike for orthopedic therapy for her shoulder. Current medications, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams sublingual, pyridostigmine bromide 60 milligram tablets, albuterol sulfate, 90 microgram actuation aerosol inhaler, rosuvastatin 20 milligram tablets, famotidine 20 milligram tablets, omeprazole 40 milligram capsules, metformin 500 milligram tablets, gabapentin 100 milligram capsules, cyclobenzaprine 5 milligram tablets, Jardiance 10 milligram tablets, Synthroid 75 microgram tablets, albuterol sulfate 90 microgram actuation aerosol inhaler, hydrocortisone 2.5% topical cream, Synthroid 75 microgram tablets, metformin 500 milligram tablets, glipizide extended release 5 milligram tablets, rosuvastatin 25 milligram tablets, this report is 12/17/2025. Shugufta Dean returned today for reevaluation, complained of, quote, the same issues, unquote. Quote, these entail her nerves and her lumbar spine. She had an emergency room visit after a recent fall. Medical records from Enloe Hospital will be obtained for review. She reports sudden, sharp, and intense pain in her lower back, hip, and leg for a few minutes. She was unable to walk for a few minutes. She's not seen a back doctor. She's not seen a pain physician. We are referring her for pain management and will obtain records from Enloe Hospital and Dr. Will Height. She's not complaining of any visual loss or diplopia or further difficulty with ptosis with her myasthenia. Her lumbar MRI imaging in November of 2025 showed no evidence of fracture, sublocation, or scoliosis. There was findings of minimal remote T12 superior end plate anterior wedge compression. The distal spinal cord and the conus medullaris, the cauda equina, are all normal. L3-L4 and moderate to severe L4-L5 chronic degenerative spinal canal stenosis is noted. Greatest in the subarticular zones. Mild L3-L4, comma, moderate L4-L5, and mild to moderate L5-S1 chronic degenerative neuroforaminal narrowing was present. Multi-level facet joint hypertrophy L3-S1, interspinous narrowing, and abutment edema, and L2-S1 annular fissuring could represent specific axial low back pain generators. There was no evidence for acute vertebral body fractures, subluxation, or scoliosis. There were no abnormal collections or edema in the paraspinal tissues. The findings were consistent with metabolic syndrome, for which clinical correlation was requested. A left renal cyst was identified. L3-S1 interspinous narrowing and abutment edema was seen. L2-S1 annular fissuring. Mild foraminal narrowing was seen at L3-L4, L4-L5, with mild canal stenosis. Moderate facet hypertrophy with L4-5, 5-millimeter disc osteophyte complex, and mild to moderate ligamentum flavum buckling contribute to moderate bilateral foraminal narrowing and moderate to severe spinal canal stenosis, greatest in the subarticular zones. At L5S1 and L3-L4, and say L5S1, there is a 3 to 4 millimeter disc osteophyte complex, moderate facet hypertrophy produce mild to moderate foraminal narrowing with a patent spinal cord. Paragraph. We will obtain the referral reports for pain management and orthopedics for her follow-up examination and medication refills.